The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, he, they, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, I'm not proud, but I did it.
What did you also click on 2025 on a Bills schedule page that you regularly visit just to see if someone made a mistake? Because I did that an hour ago.
On their website?
No, ESPN.com, just to see if it popped up. I don't know.
No, I did not.
No.
That was my ticket in 2000.
Because I'm not proud that in the year 2025 I actually tried that.
You'll never find me on the Bills website.
Just does not seem like the sort of thing that would happen now. But, you know.
You just might as well try.
Just never know. Glitch in the Matrix. Who knows? I just thought I'd look.
You'll never find me on the Bills website, but you will find me, again, I'm not proud, but I'm doing it, following NFL Nerd. I'm going to go ahead and give them.
I took that bait today, too.
You did?
Yes.
I'm just going to give in. I want the most sort of like on top of the rumors and the leaks guy. And it might be this account, and he's got it's color coded with logos, and it's pretty. So I decided this is the one for me.
Right.
And it does have things like
this is the first time I've ever taken a step like this, because I know, you know, I'm in here with you every year for this. I mean, schedule day has become schedule week. So I feel like I don't really need to, you're going to present all of this to our audience and me.
Am I?
Usually you do. That's how it usually goes. I just thought, you know what? You never know. Maybe I'll see something that you don't see. I want to just try to hold up some end of this.
You want to compete?
Oh, I don't know about competing. I just want to be able to help.
This account. Yeah, right. I might be late coming back from a commercial or something.
Who knows? Right. Anything could happen.
Yes. This account has the Ravens, Bengals, and Steelers away both weeks 1 and 3. That's got to be baseball, doesn't it? Are we assuming there that those cities' baseball teams are home those weeks and therefore they would not play at home? Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, weeks 1 or 3.
That would make sense.
Which limits the possibility of division matchups in those 2 weeks because they can't both be home.
Right. But it does avail both the Bengals and the Ravens of coming here in week 1.
That's right.
For a night game, probably.
Yes. So what's the latest with that? Josh Allen was not on the Today Show.
I slept until right at 8 o'clock this morning, and the first thought I had when I woke up was, I hope I see a Bills Bengals or Bills Ravens night game, because I had thought that Josh Allen was going to be on the Today Show, and that I'm gonna get to unwrap a present this morning when I wake up, and really like the third thing I saw on social media was that he wasn't on. It's like, no. Come on.
I mean, thank goodness you didn't tell me that you turned on the Today Show.
Jesus, no.
It's already bad enough.
Sorry, that was a little too real.
It's already bad enough that we're kind of hoping to sort of find out backdoor what's going on at the Today Show. It's already bad enough.
Right.
He will be on, reportedly, Wednesday. I wish I'd thought the other day when talking to Sal about this. Sal told us a story about how it was out that he was going to be on the Today Show this morning, but then there was some backpedaling, and maybe he wasn't ever going to be, or maybe he was, but they didn't want it out because it would be assumed that it would be a Bills schedule announcement, NBC. I wish I'd thought on Friday in that conversation to say, well, they would do the opener first.
Right.
And they did. I don't know if it was on the Today Show, but I know it was out this morning that the Eagles, that's an NBC game. I want to say, of course, but not everybody would know this stuff like that. Philadelphia-Dallas.
Sure, it can be confusing. I mean, you could think Thursday is prime, which it is.
That's right.
The other 17 weeks of the season. So, you know, whatever. It's good to clarify.
That's right. So I wish I'd thought to say that. Did immediately say, yeah, I'm not listening to or backpedaling here. I'm taking it. This is important. Like, he's going to – I'm crossing off Bears-Lions for Sunday night and putting on Bills-Baltimore was my thought. Or Cincinnati, I guess. Which is better? Cincinnati worth that game? Could that be?
I think so, yeah. I could see, like, them being viewed as last year was just a weird year. And that's it. Like, they'll be back. But, you know, Baltimore definitely outranks them right now, and so do the Bills. But I think the Bengals – I would expect the Bengals to be back in that group of teams this year.
It's still, for me, like, very small markets for that spot. But it's not going to be Dallas now. And it wasn't probably going to be, I would say. I mean, they weren't good enough last year, but it's often, you know, NFC East. The NFC East gets the Thursday night. Dallas-Philadelphia is the Thursday night. And then, so, maybe it will be the Bills on the Sunday night. They say Allen is going to be on NBC on Wednesday. And maybe, I mean, that could be it.
Yeah.
So, fine. What you're wondering right now is, can two reasonably nice young men of fair intelligence fill an entire radio show talking about an NFL schedule today that is yet to be released? And I would say to that, don't ask us. Like, we are older than that. We might not even be that nice, and I don't know about the smarts piece. I'd like to talk. I love the schedule. I'll talk about it 12 months a year when it's out, when it's not out. In fact, for ADP chasing tomorrow morning, that's a fantasy show, best ball, where everybody wants to know what week 17 is going to be. Like, that's the money week in the big tournament. So who's playing on week 17? Because if we have the Bills playing Atlanta and you have Josh Allen and Kincaid and Elijah Moore on your team, you're going to want the Falcons, too, because you're going to want that game to blow up. So that's why we want to know who's playing in Week 17. I'm coming up with some fake Week 17 slates for the guys tomorrow, unless you want me to do this for you. I don't see why you'd care what Week 17 looks
like. I don't
like.
Really have any fantasy interest in the schedule.
No, Week 17 is just another week.
It's just, yeah, right.
Just another week.
Yeah.
But that's what I'll be doing, you know, in my downtime. The rest of it is way too intense for me. But the downtime, that's what I'll be doing. Yeah. And week 17, by the way, is Christmas. And that's what, three games? And the latest, listening to Sal talk, the latest lean is that the Bills won't be playing on Christmas. I don't think he knows for sure, but he might. But the sense I'm getting listening to him is that now the Bills are off Christmas, but there's a Saturday night game, the 27th.
Okay.
There might even be a Saturday afternoon game also, that Saturday block that happens every year. The Christmas is the 25th again this year. They haven't changed
it. They've kept that.
Why can't Christmas always be on a Saturday night, right? But no, it's on the 25th again.
You want everything on Saturday
nights. I do. I do.
By everything, I mean Halloween and now, I guess, Christmas.
Or a Monday.
That's everything.
Or a Monday, because that's the best day of the week to have off. That's one reason why Memorial Day is so great. Labor Day. Because you can plan for it. It's always on a Monday. If Christmas is on a Thursday or a Wednesday like last year, what, do you work the next day? The day before and the next day? That's not as good. You want that block. Anyway, so... As I speak for everyone, I'm sure on that. So maybe the Bills get the Saturday night.
Which they had 2 years ago?
When was the Miami game? Three?
No, the Chargers was a...
Oh, the Chargers.
That was a Saturday night,
that's
holiday
right.
Time, Peacock joint, and that's what this is going to be, right?
Exactly. Yes, this would be Peacock. I guess maybe we want the Bills on that game because then we don't have to get Peacock.
Right, in order to watch. Correct. Yeah.
It'll be on local.
Yeah. I managed to find my way last season. I think I went out to watch the Peacock exclusive game last year.
And I still have it. Right. I subscribed, and I have not yet unsubscribed. SNL locked me in there. So Maybe that happens.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, I don't need the Bills to be on Christmas, but with no, you know, I don't talk to Mike North, and so I don't have any clues to try to decipher or anything or between the lines to read. But thinking about the Bills and their stature, and that they've been on Thanksgiving in all three windows since really their emergence. If you, well, 2019 was a little ahead of that, but still, you know, Josh Allen became a star before our eyes, and they have played in all three windows on Thanksgiving since that happened. And I felt like, maybe Thanksgiving, Christmas, there have been three games. The Chiefs were on last year. I'll bet the Bills get Christmas. So I've been sort of mentally preparing for them to be on Christmas. Not like it takes a lot, you know, and was kind of looking forward to, you know, I've settled on they're going to be there. What window do I want? And now to think that they might not be there at all, I wonder what, you know, if they get some sort of holiday treatment, this thing Saturday night would qualify as some piece of that. I mean, that is a standalone primetime window if you're on Saturday night. But now I wonder about Thanksgiving and or even Black Friday. Right. There's only one game still on Black Friday. Is that right? They haven't found a way to make that into a double or triple header.
I don't really know.
So I wonder if that, you know, maybe they're a candidate for that.
Do I have to know how many games are on Black Friday?
I think it's just the
quote
one.
Black Friday. I don't know. I like this thing though about those AFC North teams being on the road weeks 1 and 3, except for the Browns. I guess their stadium isn't close enough to the Guardians.
It is sort of on the other side of town, whereas the other three, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, are all very much in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You couldn't. Anyway, all right. How did the league do with Dallas in that opener? I was on Washington. You liked the Rams, I think.
I did. I mentioned Dallas when you were running through teams just to sort of remind you, like, hey, Dallas. But I didn't think that they would outrank those other teams. But, you know, they are Dallas. So there's always interest. And even if it's just watching them get clobbered, people will enjoy that. Well, so, I mean, they definitely rate, no matter how good they are. And they're still...
They're not terrible.
They're not terrible. They almost should be maybe the Washington is there now. I almost said out of habit they should be the second best team in that division, but Washington has obviously taken that from them. But I still think they'll be competitive. You know, it really hinges on whether Prescott can stay healthy because offensively they've got pieces and provided Parsons and they've got better health. You know, they had a lot of injuries on defense last year. You know, what wasn't the Diggs' brother was hurt. Mm-hmm. So, that, you know, I think Dallas should be a playoff-type team.
Plus 200 to make it. Seven teams make it. Plus 200 to make it. Go for it. Go get that. I think it's fine. You can get me into Dallas at Philadelphia anytime you want.
Yeah.
You know, all these years, either stadium, you know, the jerseys are usually the same.
Mm-hmm.
Philly and green, Dallas and white, no matter what. You can get me into that game anytime you want. So, save Washington. I like it when this opening night is not such a banger. Like, Baltimore, Kansas City was this game last year. And, I mean, that was a must watch. But I'll watch that game in week 10. Baltimore and Kansas City, put that on anytime. Like, that's a beauty. Dallas and Philadelphia. I don't need Philadelphia playing Washington the first week.
Right.
I mean, isn't Kansas City on their schedule too? Aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, they. I think even a home game, I think. I think they could have.
It could have been
they
Kansas
could have done
City.
This if they wanted to have a Super Bowl rematch.
I like this more. We'll save that one.
Uh-huh.
As far as the Bills go, I mean, Sunday night's a great compliment if they get it. You can decide either way whether you think Allen being on the Today Show Wednesday is some sign of that, because that's a guess for me. Maybe it is.
It is a guess, but I would guess the same. I mean, it's possible they just have him on to talk about what, his off season, the
he's gonna
schedule,
make brownies.
His, you know, his marriage. Like, I don't know, but it seems like the kind of thing you would have a guy like that on to say, hey, here, Aunt Josh, here, we found out your first game. Here it is, everybody. But I don't know that that has to happen, because NBC already did that today with this opener, with this Thursday opener with Dallas and Philly. So I would expect there to be something. I think it would be a little odd if there wasn't some announcement on the schedule. I'm hopeful for that. We shouldn't be done today.
It could be the Peacock game, though.
That's right. Because that is an NBC platform, and so if that is,
I'm going to go with that.
That could be right.
Because I still don't love the Bills on the Week 1 Sunday night. I still don't love it. I mean, there's lots of good candidates.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be them. Like, they've been great for a long time. They're very marketable.
But the Chiefs are already spoken for, right?
They've
got the Friday night game in Brazil, right?
Reportedly
with the Chargers.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're looking at the league hierarchy, right? The Cowboys are always popular. They're always they're always eyeballs. But you've got the Super Bowl champs. You've got the runner up on Friday night. I think the Bills are, you know, there's a group of teams there, but, you know, the Bills, the Ravens, you know, the Bills did make it as far as anyone else besides Washington. So I could see that, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be. And this Peacock thing is a very, that, like you just said, you wish you had thought of on Friday when we were talking about the opener. I'm having the same thing about, you brought up Peacock 10 minutes ago, and like, duh, Josh Allen could be on the Today Show on Wednesday because of Peacock.
Yes, and Hallmark, if they're affiliated, or NBC and Hallmark affiliated. This is the stuff you need to know.
That's a question.
There are people, and I respect them madly, who listen to us deep dive on the draft, like every day almost for months, and think like, this is ridiculous. Who are all these guys? Why do we? What are we doing? Mock drafts. Then we're grading the mock drafts, and then we're like all the drivel there can be when it comes to the draft. But you know, we as an organization have decided to just like embrace lean into it. Is the schedule like that, but worse, or is it better? Even maybe, which is like harder to listen to people try to guess at futilely the draft or the schedule? I don't know. That's a question for you.
They are thematically very close, I think, because you do get, I think, the same sort of pushback, which is, I don't get it. I'm going to find out when it shows up on my phone. And you can say that about the draft, too. I mean, you just sit back and just not concern yourself at all with whether the Bills are going to pick an edge guy or a D-tackle or a receiver or a corner and just wait until, you know, midnight on Thursday, and like, and you're going to find out. Same thing with the schedule, obviously, but I've grown to really like putting the puzzle together. And so, you know, if this ain't your thing, I respect you. I appreciate you. If I didn't have this job, it's possible I would be a person who would just be sitting back going, yeah, you know, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, I'm fine.
I think, it's one thing to be, you know, as a fan, like as a hardcore fan, to want things from the schedule. You want this team here. I know the show prior to ours, when I got here, people were calling, like ringing off the hook with like, I want to see Carolina in week 6. Like, it was just, there are fans, we somehow do not appeal to those people, but there are fans who like love it like that. They have specific hopes and fears, if you will, from the draft. And you talk about like, if you had a different job, like a sort of a real job, that would be me. I might still like the puzzle. I did before I worked here. I was into this stuff forever, but you know, you didn't have the internet, kind of made it tough to know what was going to happen. I would be like that, but I would, you know, again, not exactly me, but that person who loves the Bills and wants to know, are they playing on Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. That's one thing. That's great. The same person would not necessarily be trying to figure out, oh, well, let me see. if Pittsburgh is playing in Ireland in week four, that means I cannot be playing Pittsburgh in week four. Therefore, that I crossed that off, and that means there's that much better chance I'm playing the Saints. All right, that's, you know, that's the Star Trek convention.
Right?
I mean, the puzzle, the grid, the nerding site, me.
Very like good use of the Star Trek
convention. That's the Star Trek convention. Like, we don't really need to know what the odds are of all these games. Yeah. That's not really that, maybe, that doesn't really have the mass appeal that we would want. Because, you know, how it's similar is the mock draft, who were the Bills are going to take at 30, and over the course of a month you hear 20 different names. Like, well, how do you even know if the guy's going to be there? Right? And a lot of the guys we talked about a lot, Kenneth Grant went 12th.
Right.
We might have talked about him more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And he went 12th. So what, was that time well spent?
Probably not.
I don't know. Work-wise, I want to say yes. Real life-wise, I don't think that was necessarily time well spent. There is a line for the opener, Cowboys-Eagles, and it's Philadelphia. Want it? Want to guess? This is your specialty.
Philadelphia minus 3.5.
7.
Whoa! That almost sounds like a game they shouldn't have scheduled.
7 is too high?
For the opener.
What was Detroit, Kansas City, though?
good point. Probably that bigger. Wow.
Yeah, that's a point we make about that game. These opening week games is you want it to be competitive. You know, we talked to Sam on Friday, and I asked him, is there a bad team you sort of feel like will be good? He said, does Dallas count? Which, you know, good question. They were 7-10, but they lost Prescott for half the season. Everybody got hurt on, you know, right. Parsons. Everybody got hurt. Yep. So plus 200 to make the playoffs is a pretty good price,
yep.
I think, for Dallas. 7 and 46.5.
Wow. You usually are very complimentary at my prowess at guessing these. I'm going to have to get on track because that was a terrible job. I missed by more than half. Exactly half.
I think you should blame yourself on that one. You have a Super Bowl winner, you know, that crushed, like the Bears, 85 Bears-esque kind of romp.
Yeah.
Same stadium. In the Super Bowl, and how did they do it? Well, they had the best roster, is what everybody said after that. So probably that's a team that most think will dominate again. I mean, some guys won't be back, but their stars are all back.
Yeah.
And some of them are really young. Hurts is 26.
My first instinct was like 5, and then I thought that's too big, and then I went down to 3.5. And I should have gone up. I went the wrong way.
Play it a little safe for the opener when you don't know who everybody is yet.
Right.
Well, I mean, you should bet that right now then.
I guess so.
Bet Dallas.
Those are the rules.
Hurts is 26. We will talk to Will Graves today. Pittsburgh writer from the AP. He's been on a few times with us. What is going on there? Aaron Rodgers. Why do the Pirates hate their fans more than any other sports team in existence? Is the reason why NFL nerd has the Steelers on the road in week one that the Pirates are home that weekend? And considering what the Pirates draw, should that matter?
Right.
So we'll talk to Will. We won't have Sal today. We'll spend, you know, much of the day listening for schedule gossip. And
right. Well,
there'll be a couple more.
Yeah, I started to say a few minutes ago and then got sidetracked. My understanding is Fox and Prime are supposed to have an announcement at some point today. I don't think there were times stamped on those. We knew NBC would be the Today Show, so we knew that would be in the morning, but there should be something that will at least, well, it's another couple of pieces to the puzzle, probably, at the very least. Could involve the Bills, who knows? I mean, Prime might want to, you know, get their hands on them and announce some big thing they've got with the Bills or something, but Prime and Fox are supposed to have some announcement about the schedule today.
What would Fox's be?
I don't know. They don't have a streaming platform of their own, though. I mean, that they're putting games on, you know, independent of any other network.
They have Thanksgiving, but we just had Dallas. That would be a Dallas game, probably.
So I don't know. I'm thinking 4:25, some national window, maybe week one, 4:25 doubleheader game or something.
Call it. Think for a minute.
Okay.
Then we'll call it. Oh, You really can't go wrong on this one because you're never expecting to be right. So you might as well right. just throw out guesses. 803-0550. What do you want for the Bills schedule? What do you want the least? Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is a fun week. This is WGR.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go! We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivalries. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys, the Eagles, have played week one. Dallas, new coach in Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott back against Jalen Hurts, 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. What a way to start what begins the 20th year of Sunday Night Football.
Mike Tirico making the announcement. Who could forget it?
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
September 3rd, 2000. Philadelphia 41. Dave Campo's Dallas Cowboys 14.
Dave Campo.
Yep.
Wow.
Randall Cunningham throwing a touchdown pass for Dallas.
Come on, that happened?
So it did. With the score, Philadelphia 41, Dallas 6, midway through the fourth quarter.
Like by mistake, or he actually was playing for the Dallas Cowboys?
He was
Cowboys.
On Dallas. Good question. That's fair.
I don't remember this at all.
Troy Aikman was the starter. He went 0 for 5 with a pick and was sacked 4 times. Week 1 at home, 2000.
Yeah, that's a tough. That's tough.
No wonder they waited 25 years to put these teams back on TV in week 1. I mean, I guess he probably got hurt, Aikman. How long did he play? That would have been his last game, but he didn't play. That was his last season.
Yeah, okay.
7 touchdowns, 14 picks.
Oof.
I wonder what Greg Bauk is up to. No, it was Sneaky Joe, not Greg. Sorry, that was Joe who tweaked Troy Aikman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick's stats or something. Yeah.
Has Joe reminded Troy of this game in a while? I'm sure he's done it, but has he done it in a while? So then Cunningham went in and didn't get much better, but he did throw a touchdown pass to Joey Galloway in the late going. Dallas was a 6-point favorite at home.
And got beat by what?
41-14.
Wow.
Wow, that is incredible. I don't remember this game at all, by the way. I'm just kind of
there's a lot of things
around.
That are incredible here. That spread being what it was, the outcome, but mostly Randall Cunningham playing for Dallas.
Playing for Dallas.
Is the thing that is mostly incredible to me.
I wouldn't have remembered that either. Just like name his teams. Eagles.
Vikings. I'm done. Honestly,
there's probably another one
other than
Dallas.
That's probably right.
Baltimore.
Really?
Randall Cunningham finished his career with the Ravens.
See, I want to say I can see him in purple, but that's because of the Vikings.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't really... I went, oh, yeah, that sounds... No, it's just purple.
2-0 as a starter for the 2001 Ravens. All right, didn't have that.
2001 Ravens, isn't that... What year is there?
2000.
2000. Okay, so that's the defending Super Bowl champs. He got a couple of wins for them. Okay.
Right. I mean, that was Dilfer and Tony Banks, maybe. And the next year, they were both gone. They knew. They knew. Elvis Gerbach was their main starter. Okay. Year after. How many times does that happen? Team wins it all and then just flushes its offense. Or its quarterback room, at least. But that's what the Ravens did. All right. The schedule, we'll get, maybe a couple more things today. Would love to hear from you on what you want. Yes, there will be a heretofore unsponsored wide receiver content. There, we will get you that. Don't worry.
What time is that going
to
be?
When do you want it to be?
Do we know yet? I don't know. I have a thing. It's not as much what I want. I'm fine. You know, if the Bills get Sunday night or even if they don't to open the season and this Josh Allen Today Show appearance is about Peacock or something for Saturday night, the 27th of December, yeah, fine.
Going with that.
The strongest feeling I have about the schedule is that I don't want them to have to go to Europe. I just, I mean, a lot of teams are doing it and will have to do it. I just don't think it's good. It's just not optimal to me to have to do that, the travel, the jet lag, all of it. And I know the league does give you some leeway on if you want your bye right after that or something. I think the last time the Bills did this, they chose not to do that. And it's not that their season exactly derailed right after they got back from England. They suffered big injuries in that game, which they lost. But, you know, Daquan Jones, Matt Milano were the bigger stories, I think, coming out of that trip there. I just think in a year where I'm going to be, you know, spending the summer here. I'm calling this summer already. I mean, it's gatey out. Thinking about the one seed, you know, until we get going and until Kansas City goes undefeated until Thanksgiving or whatever the hell they did last year, I'm going to think about the one seed. I don't need a hangover from going to Dublin. So as much fun as it would be to, you know, and believe me, from a work standpoint, I'm fine. You know, we do postgame at noon or whatever. Fine. I got the rest of Sunday. I could get with that. I just don't want them to have to deal with that. This year, again, recognizing, you know, we've got the Chiefs are going to Brazil. That's not Europe, but still, you know, big trip out of the traditional marketplace. I just don't want the Bills to have to deal with that.
What's farther?
Brazil,
Sao Paulo, or Dublin, or even London? 6 hours each. Maybe Brazil is shorter, but it's not short. It's not close. Just because it's a
no,
America.
It's just because it's in this like just hemisphere.
It's pretty far. I don't know. I always felt like, even though I have no excuse for not having gone, like Ireland, even Iceland. People love to go to Iceland, but Ireland, UK is just sort of like going to California.
I'll bet that is a shorter trip than Brazil. I'll bet it is.
According to Nerding on NFL, and I may say that a number of times here in the next 2 days, the London games are official. I'm not sure who, but he's got a format for like which of these are unofficial and which are
speculative. No, unofficial would be speculative. Sorry.
Yeah. There are three games in London, and we have it as week five. This had been rumored the other day. Minnesota at Cleveland. At Cleveland in London. The speculation is that week four would be Minnesota at Pittsburgh in Dublin. That Minnesota would play both of those games as the road team. Week five, Minnesota at Cleveland.
Right. Okay.
Week six, Denver at the Jets in London. So if that's right, you can cross the Jets off the Bills list. We've known for a long time that the Jets were going to be in London in week six. But not that the Bills definitely wouldn't play them. And then week seven, we had the other day, Rams at Jacksonville. According to this site, we also have the week 10 Berlin game as Atlanta at Indianapolis. Matt Ryan still on the Colts? No. Otherwise, Matt Ryan revenge game.
Right.
Atlanta at maybe give him the get him in the booth. Atlanta at Indianapolis. Week 11, this has been reported, but maybe also has been made official. Washington at Miami in Spain.
I saw some. I follow Alan Poupart, who's been a guest on our show a couple of times, I think. He's a Dolphins beat guy. And he tweeted earlier today a link to a story. Actually, I think it was his story, just saying that a newspaper in Madrid is saying Washington is that opponent for Miami for that Madrid game. So, yeah, I don't know how much you want to believe
100%.
You know, Spanish newspapers. I mean, you know, they're mailing me parking or speeding tickets in Spain from Spain. I don't know if they're credible.
I always believe
a Spanish
newspaper.
Of course, that has nothing to do with anything.
Newspaper.
So strike that as, you know, a possibility. And I can't remember why, but I feel like back when this was all known, like we've known that Miami was going to play this game for a while, I felt like I heard a reason why it wouldn't be the Bills. That was better than just it's a division game. but I can't remember what it was now. And so, but anyway, this would fall in line with that. But, you know, it's, if it's Washington, obviously it's not the Bills. So I have felt for a while like whether I'm right or not, I mean, it's a lot of guesswork. Sorry, NFL, what is it called? NFL nerd, schedule nerd, whatever the name of the
Twitter. NFL nerd.
NFL nerd.
Nerding on NFL is the account.
I mostly have just been worried about clearing one European hurdle, and that's the Dublin thing. So
you feel like you've done that?
I
think all the international games are, I think, known at this point. I have some personal news, if this isn't a bad time.
Well, I mean,
the wide receiver thing can wait.
Depends on what it is.
I have some personal news. I've been working here almost 23 years, the all but one with you. And this is a first for me in that time and all time. I broke a tooth yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I broke it. Personal news. I broke a tooth. I'm not going to, you know, show you.
Did you?
It's right here.
Oh, wow. So bat way. How did.
No, it's not. It's not that far back.
Okay.
It looks like maybe it's not that far back.
You're pointing at your
middle.
Your cheek here. So, I mean.
Right there.
Yeah.
I broke this tooth right here.
Is that like a mid-mouth?
Mid-mouth. I would say mid-mouth.
Okay.
The mid-mouth conference. This tooth is in the mid-mouth conference.
What are the incisors doing in the mid-mouth conference? It doesn't make any sense. Used to be in the front mouth. Oh, sorry. How did you break a tooth?
The big mouth conference. That's where all my teeth are in the big mouth conference.
How did you break a tooth?
No great story.
Did you see Greg Bauk yesterday? Did he break your teeth?
Why would that have? Because he's mad?
He used to always threaten to break our teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. How would you like your teeth for lunch?
Teeth were a threat.
Teeth.
To the point where he would just say teeth.
I was with my sister. She had some little appetizers out, including just, you know, little small pieces of salami. She also had clams off the grill and olives. And I think of those two things as the on a Family Feud board, clams, where you might just get like a little tiny rock in there, or olives with the pit as, you know, likelier ways to break a tooth.
The pit for sure. I've never had a rock or a pebble in a clam myself.
Well, I'm not accusing her of any failure on that front. But it was just a random piece of salami, and it felt like I was an olive pit or something like that. But, you know, and it's pieces of my tooth, which had a filling from probably when I was a teenager. And so they're all out. I spit it all out. They're on the napkin. There's no pain. Hmm. I got lucky, I think, maybe there, because that could easily be very painful.
How much gin had you had?
No gin, just a piece of salami, and there's my tooth, or half of it.
Is this going to require work?
Because I'm a good boy, I already have an appointment for this week. I mean, it's random that it's this week, but I had an appointment to see my dentist already.
All right.
And I texted them today, like, I'm not in any pain. Can I just keep the appointment? Do you want me to bring in
the remnants of
the rest of the tooth? And my hygienist was like, you know, no, of course not.
We're not going to be able to.
We're not going to reattach it.
We're not going to be reconstructing your tooth. I mean, we might reconstruct your tooth with new materials, but we're not using the old broken, shattered tooth.
We're not going to need the tooth parts.
So did the whole, how much of it, how much, just like a bit, or like did the whole damn thing come flying out? Like what exactly happened? What are we dealing with here?
Half? Wow. Maybe a little less?
Half a tooth.
Maybe. It's very weird.
Yeah.
I was constantly running my tongue over it like, you know, something is stuck there or whatever.
It's got to be a weird,
doesn't hurt.
Because, you know, we're not in an age where we're losing teeth anymore here. Obviously, it's been a long time. So to have that would be strange. Like, I'm sure it's something, you know, people who have experienced it are maybe used to it, hockey players, whatever. But to me, to have a vacancy in my mouth this point would be weird. A
hole.
I would be, I think, fiddling. I'd be running my tongue over it constantly.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's just content.
Is it uncomfortable to eat?
This will get us into the top five in the ratings.
Is it sensitive to temperature? Like, was coffee any different?
I don't know. Light a match. Cold? Bring it over. Give me something hot. No, nothing yet. I had my coffee.
Yeah.
I don't eat ice cream. I don't know. Like, it seems fine.
Okay.
I might not even do anything about it. We'll see what the experts tell me.
Right.
Maybe I'll just live with it.
Oh, they'll definitely suggest you do something.
I get a new tooth.
I would expect. I would expect that. No judgment. It's just that's what I would do if I were in that field. Yeah, you come in with half a tooth missing. Like, I can fix that for you.
You really should get that fixed.
Let me give you an estimate.
You really should. You really should get that replaced.
Let me show you what your options are. Mm-hmm. You can get some titanium or gold or platinum.
I already have a gold tooth.
All right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Why not get two, you're thinking?
Yeah.
A matching set?
But mid-mouth. I mean, what is that doing?
Mid-mouth conference.
It's not like you're going to have a grill.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The show off.
Not yet. We have a lot to talk about today, as you can tell. The schedule this week. The PGA is this week. There's hockey. We've got the Bandits in the finals starting on Friday night and more. And that wide receiver segment you're not going to want to miss. Also today, Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh. What are the Steelers doing with Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to play or all that drama? And more on that team later today. Actually, as soon as 4 o'clock. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR. So the hockey playoffs roll on. Toronto shut out by Florida last night. Max Domi a thing at the end. Also had Vegas scoring an absolutely improbable goal to maybe put it mildly with 0.4 seconds left to win game three. Game four is tonight. The Amerks will face Laval.
Finally.
That's all set now.
Wednesday, Friday, first couple games of that.
Right. So Laval was the better team during the season, and they got to choose when they wanted their home games. It was best of five. So normally, like, the better team opens at home. But what they chose is to play the last three games, if necessary, at home.
So Rochester opens Wednesday, Friday at home, and then they go up there.
Okay. Right. So Laval has the home ice, but they start in Rochester, I guess, because just travel-wise, that's maybe more affordable. That's what they picked. I read.
Quite 13 days off they've had. And I saw a stat today. Oh, man. It was something along the lines of this has happened to X amount of teams over the years. They have had as many as this many days off. And like maybe it was 13 or 14. I've got 13 stuck in my head because that's the number of days off. So it's probably not that number. But however many teams have had this long of a layoff, like 10 of them have gone on to win the Calder Cup.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like really like it correlates to winning.
Big benefit to have that time off.
That's good.
I want to make sure.
Well, even if you don't have the number right, you read it and thought like that's really a good advantage.
Right.
Because I think there's maybe such a thing as too much time off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But long season, first round, some teams would have the first and the second round. The Amerks didn't have to play the first series of the playoffs. Okay. Well, Wednesday and Friday this week in Rochester, if you want it. And tonight is what? It's not just Edmonton, but it's also Washington.
Carolina-Washington goes at the early game. They're the early window. Yeah, I'll get that. It's, 7. 7 and 9:30. Or 7, 10, and 9:50 is what that really turns out to. The 9:30 is just offensive. Like, just stop. Say 10 o'clock. Then I'd miss 10 minutes, so maybe not 10 o'clock, but 9:45.
Say 9:45.
What are we doing here? 9:30. You're just not even close.
Is there a pregame show they want you to watch? No, they want you to watch the first game.
Yeah,
they're watching the first game.
Both games are on the TNT True TV Max window, so you don't have any crossover.
All right.
So
that's the night.
Yes.
Will Graves on the Steelers and more after sports here on WGR.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.